Our opening hymn this morning is Come Thou Font of Every Blessing, number 690. Good morning, and welcome to worship this morning. Special welcome to those who are also visiting through our radio broadcast and also the Shoutcast broadcast at stpaulykt.org from our website. Bulletins also can be found on our webpage, so please take note of all the announcements that are there then, and those are attached to the bulletin at the end. Also, if you picked up a copy of it here at the church, the announcements are at the last pages of the bulletin. I don't think I want to go through all those this morning. Nothing really has changed, but I know Kathy has a few announcements to make this morning.
Good morning, everyone. Christian Life has gotten together, and since we're the party crew, we've really been missing people. We hate not being together with everyone. So we've come up with a few things that we're wanting to do to kind of help just touch base with people and with our congregation members. One of the things that we're going to do is we're going to be calling different people in the congregation, trying to catch up with you. If you have information you want us to share as we call people, let us know. We'd be happy to do that for you. In addition, we're going to start something new this Wednesday. In the back of the church, at the little table to the left, there's a sheet there for email addresses. If you will put your email address down, I know some people would like to do that, some people don't, so I'm really asking that you do that. Or you can call Katie if you want to participate and provide her with your email. Or my email and phone number is in the bulletin, so please feel free to call me as well. But what we're going to do is different things like what's your favorite potluck meal that you make? And we can even put that together for a little cookbook kind of thing that we can pass out to people. Or maybe what's your favorite cross? Take a picture. Show us. What's the best thing you do for stress relief during all the COVID crisis right now? Just different kind of information. It'll allow us a chance to get together, to talk, to do things. So please feel free to join us in that. A lot of it's fun. We do something very similar at my job, and we really enjoy it and have a great time. It lets us get to know a little more about each other, too. We're also going to be having a movie night. That's one of the safest activities we can do. We can still mask. We can do some social distancing with families and things like that. But we can still get together and have a great time, discuss a movie, talk about it, see it, enjoy it, get to see each other. That's going to be on August 7th. We're going to be posting what movie it is for next week. And we'll let you know. We will have a sign-up. Because we'll only be able to have so many people. If we get way more people and we need more, I'll open it to another day as well. So just feel free, if you really want to go and attend one, let me know and I can adjust as needed. So again, call me if you need or want to give me some of your information, and I'd be happy to include you in all of these. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy, and also your committee members as well for doing this. Are there other announcements? Anything else that need to be announced this morning? If not, then we move on to the greeting and dialogue. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You are the treasured people of the Lord. Keep the words of the Lord in your heart. Teach them to your children. One does not live by bread alone. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. I confess to God Almighty, before the whole company of heaven, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned in thought, word, and deed, by my fault, by my own fault, by my own most grievous fault. Wherefore I pray God Almighty to have mercy on me, forgive me all my sins, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord grant you pardon, forgiveness, and remission of all your sins. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray together the prayer of the day. O Lord, pour out upon us the Spirit to think and do what is right, that we who cannot even exist without you may have the strength to live according to your will. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We sing the hymn, O God, our help in ages past.
The first lesson for today is from the book of Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. Who is like me? Let them proclaim it. Let them declare and set it forth before me. Who has announced from of old the things to come? Let them tell us what is yet to be. Do not fear or be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? There is no other rock. I know not one. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our psalm today is Psalm 86, and we will read it responsibly. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Knit my heart to you that I may fear your name. I will thank you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and glorify your name forevermore. For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the nethermost pit. The arrogant rise up against me, O God, and a band of violent men seeks my life. They have not set you before their eyes. But you, O Lord, are gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and full of kindness and truth. Turn to me and have mercy upon me. Give your strength to your servant and save the child of your handmaid. Show me a sign of your favor, so that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, O Lord, have helped me and comforted me. Our second lesson is a reading from the 8th chapter of Romans. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, there the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from? He answered, An enemy has done this. The slave said to him, Then do you want us to go and gather them? But he replied, No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.
Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples approached him, saying, Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field. He answered, The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers. And they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I think Nick has a children's sermon this morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, children. In the gospel message that Pastor Tim just read, he talked about a gardener who had some wheat in a field, and then when the gardener was asleep, an enemy came and planted seeds of weed. And then overnight, the weeds grew, and they were mixing with the weeds. So Jesus goes on to tell what this parable means, and so I'm going to retell it in a different way for you, because children, as you grow up, you're going to realize that what gets you in trouble is almost yourself. And I say yourself because a lot of our sin comes from within. And so I explain it this way. My friends Ricky and Caden Hilbert, they took me out on a fishing trip. Now, I am 30 years old. I'm taller, I'm faster, and I'm stronger than Caden. So tell me why this little boy was throwing his fishing line and it could reach to the back. Whereas when I threw my fishing line, I could barely get it off the stage. I was very angry. I almost wanted to push him off the boat. There was another time when I was hanging out with my friends Kermit and Doris Kaler, and Kermit pulled out some very nice, expensive Sony headphones. These headphones are so nice, you can hear people breathing in the background of a concert. That's how good they are. Are wonderful headphones to have. I went home and I looked at my audio headphones, my Audio Technica headphones, and I know you don't understand the name brand, but Sony is way up here. And the headphones that I had is kind of mid-range. I put on my headphones and I said, the music doesn't sound as good. It actually does. But I was jealous. And my jealousy said, these headphones that are expensive, they're not that good. My brother, in his home, has a TV. I have a 45-inch TV. It comes in crystal clear picture. I can see the sweat off of a baseball player. I can see the thinnest blade of grass on the football field. I can see and tell you what type of color Gatorade the basketball players are drinking. 45 inches. My brother has a 65-inch TV. And I look at my TV and his TV. How come he gets the better TV? He actually doesn't have a better TV. I have a better TV. But I get so mad and angry that I can't focus on the good stuff that I have. I get so mad and jealous, I can't focus on how amazing my headphones are. I get so prideful that I'm mad at a 13-year-old little boy who could throw a fishing line very far, and I can't do anything. So kids, in your life, you're going to have wonderful fields of wheat. And those are all the good things that you're going to do. But at some point, you're going to be jealous of somebody else. Maybe they have a better dress. Maybe they have a better set of markers. They actually don't have a better set of markers. Their parents bought them from Walmart, just like yours. But you're going to think to yourself, ooh, that blue, that color blue looks just a little bit brighter. Boys, you're going to say to yourself, oh, my cousin or my friend down the street, they have a better bike. They don't have a better bike. For some reason, there's some jealousy inside of you, and that's what we call sin. There's some pride inside of you, and that's what we call sin. Or there's some anger, or there's a whole other host of issues inside of you that are springing up. Those are the weeds in life. And in order to be successful in life, you have to not so much as focus on the weeds and what you don't have, but instead focus on Jesus and be grateful for all the things that you do have. So, if you have toys and clothes from last year, say, thank God, I have these toys and I have these clothes. If you have a boat to go fishing on, well, thank God. Thank you, God, for my boat that my dad can take me fishing on. If you have amazing headphones, thank God I don't know what you kids listen to. I listen to music. I don't know what y'all listen to, your YouTube videos or your TikToks. Hey, if you have an iPhone and my cousin doesn't, well, let me share it with him so we can enjoy our content together. Whatever it is in life, don't let the weeds bring you down. Instead, focus on all the wheat in your garden and focus on what Jesus is doing for you. Let me ask you, what is Jesus doing for you? Well, he's saving your life every day. Every day you wake up, he's cleansing you and saying, this is a new child, this is a great child, this is a holy child. So he's going to go out there and grow up and then become an adult. And one day, he or she will bring more Christians to my church. So that's what we need to focus on Jesus, on the good, and all the wheat in our garden that is life. Thank you so much for being here. God bless you. Have a good week.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus was a wonderful teacher because he would tell a lot of, he would teach by using stories a lot of times. And in his stories, he would use a lot of common things, things that you would see every day or you would see on a regular basis anyway, such as sweeping the house to find a lost coin, or thinking about traveling, but yet knowing that there may be bandits out on the road, or thinking about our story about sheep, or a story about your sons. It was things that were common to people in that day and time, things that people could understand. And he would tell the stories in such a way that it would just simply grab your attention and hold you there. Jesus taught in parables. And parable is a Greek word. And from that Greek word, we also get our English word, parallel. Parallel means running side by side. And so a parable then is a story, but running right side by side with that is a truth, or the truth. The truth is running right beside that story that Jesus is telling, or it's incorporated within that story that Jesus tells. And as people could remember the stories that Jesus was saying, they would also remember the truth. They would see something that Jesus had told the story about, maybe a coin, or maybe a field of wheat, or maybe some sheep, or maybe doing some housework. As they did those things, they would remember that story, and then they would also remember the truth that Jesus was teaching them. In our gospel lesson today, we have another parable. This, the parable of the wheat and the weeds. And running along with that story is also truths, several different truths about how Jesus teaches us, or truths for our lives. As he tells this story, he explains that that the field that this farmer, this landowner, has planted wheat in is us. We are that field. God plants within us good seed. He plants that seed expecting it to grow and to mature and produce more seed. He wants that good fruit from us. That's what he intends out of us, to give him worship and praise and thanks and to take care of one another. But unfortunately, also within these fields of ourselves, there are weeds. And Nicholas was speaking about this a bit. Then, you know, there's all sorts of weeds within us. One that he was speaking about is that jealousy. Or maybe it's that need for power. Maybe it's that want for wealth. Maybe it's the pride we have in us. Maybe it's the anger we hold in. Maybe it's the grudges we hold. We have seeds that are weeds that eat us up, that tear us up, and keep us from producing that good fruit. A lot of times we don't even know it's there. Just as in this parable then too, when the seeds that are the weeds that were planted alongside with the wheat in that day and time, the ones that would really hide or really do the most damage was called a bearded darnel. Bearded darnel. And evidently it was a problem. It was such a problem back in that day and age. I don't hear about enemies seeding the fields of somebody else just to get back and even with them. It doesn't really happen today as far as I know. But back then it was so much of a problem that the Roman government even codified it in their law books and spelled out what the punishments would be. It was evidently something that would happen on a regular basis. But this weed that they would plant or that what they would seed into the wheat fields of an enemy was called the bearded darnel. And it was actually slightly poisonous. If you had too much of it, if you ate too much of it, it would have a sort of narcotic effect. You would become dizzy and even sick. And just a little bit, even if it got mixed in with the wheat, if you made the bread out of that too, if some of the kernels got into your wheat flour, it would taste bad and it would leave a bitter taste in your mouth after eating it. And so it was a big problem. It was a big problem to have that seeded within your fields. For us, it's a problem too, having those weeds seated within us. We are both saint and sinner. And unfortunately, we cannot get rid of the weeds ourselves. It would be like here in this parable once again of trying to yank it out, but as we try to yank it out, so much of that good seed that God has planted within us would also be yanked out as well. We can only hope for the grace of God by the blood of Christ that we are saved, that Christ will eliminate those weeds from us. But one of the things we can do is help keep our fields clean, or to keep them from having those weeds planted within us ourselves. And the way to do that is to stay faithful to the Word, to listen to God's Word, to hear God's Word, to read God's Word, study His Word. Know what God wants for us. Know God's plan of salvation for us. Keep us strong in faith. Also, too, be able to discern the wise voices. Listen to those voices that are consistent with God's Word as well then, too. Voices that speak of hope, that speak of patience, words and voices that speak of love and compassion, voices that speak of help. Because there are so many voices out there then, too, that call us to do whatever you want, or to go for that power, to go for that money, to go for that fame, to go for whatever other than what God's Word is. Learn to listen to the wise voices. Be able to discern what those voices are. And sometimes it's very difficult. In this parable that Jesus speaks about, when the workers came to the owner and says, "Do you want us to yank these plants out?" And the owner says, "No, because when you yank the plants out, all the roots are intertangled and you're going to ruin the crop as well then too. You're going to pull up too many good plants." So what they would do in that day and time is they would wait until the harvest. And they would harvest both the weeds and the wheat. And then they'd lay them all out and they would meticulously separate the grains. Usually the women took on this project of being able to separate the wheat from the weeds. Once it was mature, once it had been harvested, the weeds were destroyed and the grain was saved and used. At that point, you could tell the difference. I think the color in the grains were different, and I think even the size or even the shape were different as well then too. But it was a very meticulous job. Can you imagine going through a whole truckload of grain, seed by seed, trying to separate it out? For us too, this is a very difficult job, to listen to the right voices, to hear what is consistent with God's word. It can be very meticulous. It can be very, might need lots of patience to be able to do it, to discern it, of what's going on. The other truth that runs along with this parable is that we are not to be the judges. In this parable, again, the owner tells his workers, "Do not yank those plants up. You cannot tell the difference when they are very small. The plants look very similar. If you pull them up, once you can tell the difference, you'll pull up the good. The harvesters will take care of it. The reapers will take care of it." In this parable, or as Jesus explains the parable, we are not the reapers. The angels of God are the reapers. God will be the judge of the good from the bad. We cannot be. We can tell the difference between good behavior and bad behavior, but we don't know what's in people's hearts. And sometimes our perceptions may be off. And we don't know what God has in store for that even most evil person that we perceive to be evil. People do change. People do repent. God can work miracles within people. And so it's not our job to judge other people. Because when we judge other people, then we too may be uprooting some good that God has in store for this person. We may be destroying the good along with the evil. God has given us many options. He's given us choices. Sometimes it's very hard to discern what those choices should be. It's hard to decide sometimes. Sometimes we just need to stop and spend time in God's word and pray for God's guidance. Let anyone with ears listen. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Our hymn for the day is "Built on a Rock," number 365.
Even as he goes our own.
continue with the confession of faith. In Christ, you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. We believe in him and are marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Confident of your care and helped by the Holy Spirit, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. God of the harvest, you sow the good seed of the gospel of Jesus Christ into your field. Help your church throughout the world to be both diligent and patient, full of resolve and gentleness, that our witness may be faithful to your intentions. Lord, in your mercy. God of all space and time, your whole creation groans in labor pains, awaiting the gift of new birth. Renew the earth, sky, and sea, so that all your creation experiences freedom from the bondage of decay. Lord, in your mercy. God of the nations, teach us your ways that we may walk in your truth. Mend the fabric of the human family, now torn apart by our fearful and warring ways. Guide us by your mercy, grace, and steadfast love. Lord, in your mercy. God of hope, you accompany those who suffer and are near to be the brokenhearted. Open our hearts to your children who are lonely and abandoned, who feel trapped by despair, and all who suffer in any way. We pray especially for Thomas Smiley, Bishop Emeritus John Badowski, Christine, William, and Christopher Johnson. Lord, in your mercy. God of the seasons, in the midst of summer, give us refreshment, renewal, and new opportunities. We pray for the safety of those who travel. We pray for those who cannot take the rest they need. Lord, in your mercy. God of life, those who have died in you shine like the sun in your endless kingdom. We remember with thanksgiving the saints of all times and places, and saints close to us who have died with faith in you. Gather us with them on the day of salvation. Lord, in your mercy. In the certain hope that nothing can separate us from your love, we offer these prayers to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We continue with the offering. Let us pray. Merciful God, in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you embrace our lives with your great love for humanity. With joy and gladness, we ask that these gifts may be for many a sign of that love, and that we may continue to share in your divine life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come, for all is ready. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with spiritual food, the body and blood of Christ. All who come to you will not hunger. All who believe in you will not thirst. Empowered by this sacrament, send us back into the world to do the work you have given us to do, to share the gospel, and be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Our closing hymn, "Guide Me Ever, Great Redeemer," number 343. Thank you. as you go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Go in peace and serve the Lord.